Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
You got that right. We are here. Good Saturday morning. Happy weekend to you. It is 6 minutes after the hour. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Welcome to Garden America. Welcome to Facebook Live, all of you who are tuning in and beginning to watch our show for the next couple of hours. And those of you listening on the radio, wherever you are, we do appreciate it. Streaming, there are so many ways to listen to us. You can get the BizTalk radio app. You can, of course, watch us on Facebook. And Facebook also is a good place to post your questions, your comments. We do see those immediately. You can also email john@gardenamerica.com. Speaking of John, we should congratulate him. Although he had nothing to do with it, we should congratulate John on his new grandson, Tiger. Is it Kyle John?
Yeah.
Kyle.
Kyle John Richardson.
John Richardson.
Right. Baby.
By the way, my daughter just posted that our youngest listeners were watching us on Facebook, and that's my daughter, or granddaughter Kendall, who's six, and my grandson Kyle, who's 6 days.
Well, we should wave to them and say hi if they're watching us on Facebook Live, the camera
hey,
being
Kendall
right up there.
And Kyle.
Hi there.
I'm wondering what Kyle's first question will be for Garden America radio program.
Well, Kendall informed me that he doesn't really do anything yet.
He doesn't have a job yet?
No.
Paper route or anything?
Doesn't even... Well, he does voice his opinion now and then.
Well, that's good. Maybe he can get into the radio TV business.
But you know what? If you do happen to have any children or grandchildren out there, and you have to leave us the first hour, definitely tune in the second hour, Tiger, because we're going to have some fun stuff here in studio, right?
Oh, isn't it going to be so much fun? We're having the Eco Vivarium visit us, and this group goes out and to schools, libraries, events, and they bring all kinds of fun reptiles with them, lizards, snakes.
If it has a scale, they'll bring it in.
Exactly. And it's really cool. One of the most
just the fun reptiles.
Just the fun ones, not the ones that
not
will
the poisonous
eat your
ones that are going to attack you.
Okay, no right. Black mambas.
But the one thing that I found so amazing is that they take these reptiles to libraries for reading time. And they'll set them in the children's laps, and they'll just sit there while they're reading a book, and they'll just sit there like any other
like
kind
a cat,
of pet.
Like a cat
and
would.
And it'll just sit in your lap. Except a cat, depending on the book that you're reading, will probably walk away because if it gets bored.
That's true.
But reptiles, they have a much lower tolerance for bad reading, and they don't mind. They don't mind poorly written literature, and they'll just sit there and take it in.
You're talking about probably lizards and snakes and things like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's going to be fun. That's hour number two, so stay with us. And right. Obviously, the fact that you're watching on Facebook Live, you'll be able to see these various reptiles that they're going to be bringing in. And who is it's a lady coming in? It's
Sue.
Sue's going to be in. Okay.
Yeah.
We call her Sue the Reptile Lady.
But and then our first hour, we have our wonderful friend,
Melinda Myers.
So we have a lot going on this morning.
We got to pack in a lot of activity, John, in the next couple of hours. Now, are you facing the camera on purpose because we told you before the show to make more eye contact?
Yes.
Okay, because you're turned away.
Right.
Good for you, John.
I listen.
He actually listens to you.
I do listen.
He does.
Though I just lost our Facebook.
You'll get it back.
Tiger posted on Facebook a sentence I thought I would never see. For all the years we've known Melinda Myers, it said, Melinda Myers and snakes today.
Lizards.
Snakes, lizards, and Melinda Myers.
Yeah. Melinda Myers and lizards.
Yeah.
That sounds like the name of your next book, John.
Melinda Myers and lizards.
And lizards.
I'll have to think about that.
Anyway, it's 10 minutes after the hour. If you do want to call us, we'd love to take phone calls, of course. Haven't stopped doing that. At 855-424-9825. John at GardenAmerica.com. Right there on our Facebook page as we monitor Facebook for the entire 2 hours to answer your questions and comments. And we do hope that you'll share our Facebook feed with your friends and family so we can increase our listenership and ensure that we have a show for 2018. We can stay on the air. That's yeah, what it's all about.
Exactly. Being here for next year. That's what
2018.
We're working towards.
Is that our new mantra, our new motto? Being here for next year. Garden America, 2018.
Hey, and I want to say real quick, I know that we're going to have to go to a break here in a minute, but we started doing the Facebook Live, and it's been very successful for us. We've been having a lot of fun. A lot of people have been able to interact with us. But even that, there's a show that was on public radio called Car Talk.
Yes.
And they recently are not going to be on public radio anymore, and they're just going to be on Facebook Live and on
podcast. So they're podcasting and Facebook Live, no terrestrial radio.
No, none whatsoever. So, I don't know, we might be moving into the future there.
Never know what's going to happen, so keep it right here on BizTalk Radio. All right, 855-424-9825. And, of course, congratulating John again on his grandson, Kyle. And your granddaughter's Kylie?
No, Kendall.
Kendall. I should say. What? Kendall. Okay, of course. Anyway, got the two Ks going. So we've got Kendall and Kyle.
He's just waiting for the day until Kyle is big enough to pick up a shovel, though. There's a lot of roses that still need to be planted.
Absolutely.
I'm kind of wondering if he's going to turn out like Isaac.
Oh, you mean
just
a little
falling
Hulk?
Off of everything and
falling off walls into rose bushes and getting up and going ta-da.
You know how kids will like if your son, he falls and he cries for a second and you say something and they stop immediately?
Yeah.
My son Eric, when he was about that age, maybe 4 or 5, he was in my home studio, and I had this big door, this big soundproof door, and he hit his head against it, and he started crying. I said, wow, you're strong. You put a dent in the door. Look how strong you are. And he stopped crying immediately, and he looked, and there was no dent.
Yeah.
But I said, wow, I think you dented my big door. And he was just like, wow, am I that strong, Daddy? I said, apparently so. It's funny how they can turn it on and off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not always about the pain. It's about what just happened.
Yep, and how you handle it. And we saw the way he ran around John's backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, with a little... He had a cape on, didn't he?
He might have had his own.
Or... If he had a cape, he would have been flying,
I'll
tell you.
All right, John.
Pulled down a leaf.
Your quote of the week, John. We're going to take a break. Melinda Myers will be with us after the break. Here on BizTalk Radio, welcome to Garden America. Welcome to Facebook Live, John.
All right, short quote for you this week, Brian. And the quote is, everybody needs beauty as well as bread, places to play in and pray in, where nature may heal and give strength to body and soul. That was from John Muir.
John Muir Forest, which is up in just north of San Francisco, right?
Muir Woods, yeah.
Muir Woods. Yeah. I've been up there. It's beautiful.
Great naturalist.
All right, this moment of silence is brought to us by
John Muir,
our many sponsors, including John Muir.
That's right. Hey, remind me when we come back from the break, after we talk to Melinda, if we have time, our friends at John and Bob's Fertilizer, I think it's only till October 1st, have a special deal going on, and I want to let our listeners know about it.
All right, good friends of the show, John and Bob's. And you say that special is something we'll be checking into after the break. You're going to let us know?
Yeah, I want to let people know about it because whenever you can save money on products to put on in your yard, I'm all up for doing that. And I don't know if we can do it. I'll have to talk to you guys during the break. But he sent me some pictures from someone in Michigan who showed their lawn that they'd been having trouble with for 3 years. And they put on this group of products that he's going to give a deal on.
Mm-hmm.
And they wrote a letter. We'll read the letter shortly. But their comment was just that they couldn't believe what had happened to their
life. Like magic, huh?
Yeah. They showed before and after pictures.
Do we have those pictures? That would
we
be,
do. Yeah.
We should post them so people can see.
Well, I'll send them over to you.
What we're
you
talking
see
about.
If you can.
Okay, so their lawn was just dead, dying, just all kinds of problems, and especially, well, in that kind of climate back in Michigan.
Yeah, it was really bad. It was loaded with, even with, it looked to me like fungus, and I'm not sure if it was fungus, because you wouldn't think that just adding organic products would take care of that, but it did.
All right, and that's from our good friends, that's John Valentino from John and Bob's.
Yeah, John and Bob's, we never really talked to Bob.
Yeah, it's only John
never,
or Bob.
Never,
that
yeah.
is true. Where is Bob?
Well,
at?
You see, he's a mime. That would make him a silent partner.
Yeah.
So there you go. Okay, once again, just want to remind you, 855-424-9825 as we have fun on Facebook Live this morning. Also, john@gardenamerica.com. And, of course, right there on Facebook, you can post your questions and your comments.
I think I'm going to write an article about John and Bob's fertilizer, and I'm going to call it, What About Bob?
That would be an excellent one.
That's good. Or instead of Where's Waldo, Where's Bob?
There you
go. We could have a little book. We've got about a minute to go until our break, our first break. We're going to come back with Melinda Myers. Now, for those that have never heard of, and I can't imagine they're out there, haven't heard of Melinda Myers, what's her background? What does she do?
Well, she's a just gardening expert. She focuses on a lot of container and vegetable gardens. She is... Back east, where is she back east again?
She's in Wisconsin. Milwaukee,
right? Is it Milwaukee? Or
no.
Someplace around there?
Yeah, we'll have to ask her where she moved to, because she was in the city and she just moved out to the country, and she was just elected to the Gardening Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
How about that?
Really?
Yeah.
So is there going to be a ceremony coming up here pretty soon?
We'll have to ask her.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Linda Myers, after the break, do stay with us. You can email us questions, comments, john@gardenamerica.com. Facebook Live right there. And, of course, 855-424-9825. Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. He is John Begnasco. We're going to step aside, take a break, coming right back. Happy weekend to you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
It's the Fall Home Garden Show, September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home all in one place at one time. Get free advice from professionals, benefit from special show prices, and enjoy free nonstop seminars. Get ideas, start planning, and make it happen at the Fall Home Garden Show, September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home all in one place at one time. Again, it's September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. See all the possibilities at the Fall Home Garden Show, September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home and yard in one place at one time. Ask the experts in all the different trades and get special low show prices and free nonstop seminars. It's the Fall Home Garden Show, September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home all in one place at one time. Get free advice from professionals, benefit from special show prices, and enjoy free nonstop seminars.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Thank you so much for being right there. It is 21 minutes after the hour here for the weekend. It is Garden America. I'm Brian Main. I almost said John Palafox. I almost said John.
Mixing everyone's names
John
up.
Palafox. Tiger Palafox right over there.
Brian Bagnasco.
Yeah, John Bagnasco. And we are here for the next hour and a half or so as Melinda Myers will be with us momentarily. Second hour, we're going to have live reptiles in the studio. But until that time, Linda is locked, loaded, and ready to go, and a very good friend of the show, Tiger.
Hey, so this weekend, Melinda Myers is joining us, and we're going to be talking fall container combinations and fall plantings. But I want to first say congratulations, Melinda, on your, was it your acceptance into the Gardening Hall of Fame?
Was her election into it?
Yeah, well, how did that happen?
Yes, please explain, Melinda.
And what did you get? Do you get a plaque? Do you get enshrined in Cooperstown? You get a ring? What do you get?
It's a virtual Hall of Fame. I got a chunk of glass, which I'd explain going through security. But the best part is I got to spend a fun, you know, no, really, it's an award. It's not a weapon. And but it's fun. He looked skeptical, you know, really, garden writers, what's that about? So I got to spend a fun evening with some friends. And, you know, to be honored by your peers is... you know, everybody says that, but it is true. It's a very humbling experience. And you guys are part of the reason that I received it, because without my friends in the media and the garden business, I wouldn't be able to reach a lot of gardeners just like you guys do. And that's part of what the Hall of Fame was. You know, garden writers, our mission is to get people inspired to garden, help them be successful, which is my company goal. And you guys helped me do that, as you're doing it as well.
Oh, that's so nice. You know, if someone were to come to me and say, we're going to start a Garden Writers Hall of Fame, give me a list of five people that should be going right away, the actual first name that would come to my mind would be yours. So, well-deserved.
Thank you very much.
Probably because it's alliterative, but still.
And that money I sent you had nothing to do with that.
Definitely that had nothing to do with it. Well, anyway, congratulations, Melinda. It's so nice to it's really nice to be recognized for something that you just love doing and you enjoy doing.
Thank you. We are very lucky. I mean, and it shows for all of us. So, you know, if you love what you do, it's easy, it's not work, and, you know, and you meet, gardeners are some of the coolest people in the world. I always say the best part of my job is I get to hang out with gardeners, and we're all a little crazy, but we're optimistic because you'd never do it more than once if you weren't optimistic and know it's going to be better next year.
Trying new things, for sure.
I don't know if you heard me mention this earlier, but Tiger is posted. He's in charge of our Facebook Live, and the shots we're doing here in studio. And he posted on Facebook, Melinda Myers and lizards today. Lots of fun planned.
I just emailed you something, John, that I couldn't get it onto Facebook because I was trying, and it's a commercial. So I overheard you guys chatting.
Uh-huh.
And so I just emailed you an image that goes with the promo.
Oh, all right. All right.
Yeah, he's looking for that right now.
I probably shouldn't have mentioned it.
Hey, Melinda, we were discussing before we brought you on the air, what city or town are you currently living in?
I'm in the town of Maguanago, just southwest of Milwaukee.
Okay.
So I lived in Milwaukee for 26 years, so I was a small space gardener forever and loved the intimacy, but really longed to have more space. And we do a lot of videography. We wanted to, and now we can do a lot of the shooting for Melinda's Garden Moments and other videos in my gardens and photography. And then also just that chance, you know, you guys know we always want to try new plants, try new techniques. I did hugelkultur gardening this year, which I had space for.
Cool.
Honestly, we'll never do it again. I know, it's really cool.
Now, what kind of gardening is that, Melinda? What did you call that again?
Hugelkultur. So it's like lasagna gardening, only add branches, twigs, and logs. So I have sandy soil, so we dug a trench, put in logs, you know, from down trees, and then filled that void with branches and leaves. Okay, already are you feeling the pain? This is pretty labor intensive. Then we threw in some green debris, kitchen scraps, you know, grass clippings without weed killers, that kind of thing. Put in some compost and then topped it. I used a garden blend mix for 6 inches to top it. So some of the hugelkultur gardens are like 6 feet tall, but I went down a couple of feet with the help of a tractor and just made mine a couple feet tall. And then somebody said they grew sweet potatoes, and I'm thinking with branches and twigs, but I had some sweet potato transplants, so I threw them in. They look good. I haven't harvested yet to see if I pull out branches with the sweet potatoes.
I was going to say, if you did like carrots or something, that's how you make all those weird looking carrots with the two ends, or
right?
They're all curvy, right?
Then you put them in the fair as the weirdest video or weirdest vegetable, and you win some blue ribbon, right? So I might have that with sweet potatoes this year. And so the idea is, you know, lasagna gardening I've had great success with. And this idea is that it's long-term. So, you know, the wood slowly breaks down. And I was worried about nitrogen deficiency. I mean, you know, everything you learn is wood mulches, if you work them in the soil, they temporarily tie up the nitrogen. But UW-Madison did some research and didn't find any problem. I ran into some gardeners who were doing it. I thought, okay, I got to give it a try. So I'll have to let you know next time we talk after the sweet potato harvest if they look like those carrots you were talking about, Tiger. Bizarre forks and, you know, curves and things like that. So
did I hear you mention that you had to use a tractor as part of all this?
Yeah.
I mean, no wonder you don't want to do this again.
Exactly. I'm, you know, there are probably people that would dig down a foot and a half, but I'm like, we have a tractor. Why would I do that with a shovel? And my friend Pete helped me, and he's like, and this is good because.
Yeah, what are we doing this for exactly?
Exactly. And he goes, really? But I've met people who have done it and swear by it. It's really trying to take what happens in the woods and mimic it as a garden, but. You know, I have woods in my yard, so I have those down trees, and I have leaf litter, and, you know, so I had all the ingredients. And I think you guys know, fixing your soil or creating a garden, look for what's around you and what makes sense, and then what's the labor involved and the long-term benefit for you and the soil and the plants you're going to grow. So I'm glad I did it. Excuse me, I'm not sure I'll do it again, though.
It's supposed to be one of those one-time things you do, right? You
exactly.
Shouldn't have to do this year after year. You're increasing the organic material. You should only have to do it once.
Exactly. And I think that's a great point, Tiger. And some people do it as a raised bed. So they build the raised bed frame, and instead of buying topsoil, they fill it with the logs, which might have been a smarter way to do it. branches, you know, and like you said, it's your one-time deal. And then eventually maybe you'll have to add some compost and, you know, which you do anyway with your garden. So you're, you know, I'm whining about that initial investment, but, you know,
it'll pay off in the long run.
Hey, Melinda, we got to jump in here. We're going to take a break here. Hold that thought. We're going to come right back. Melinda Myers, post your questions or comments on Facebook or john@gardenamerica.com. This is Garden America. Stepping aside, we are coming right back.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV. On your time.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Get ideas, start planning, and make it happen at the Fall Home Garden Show, September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home all in one place at one time. Again, it's September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. See all the possibilities at the Fall Home Garden Show, September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home and yard in one place at one time. Ask the experts in all the different trades and get special low show prices and free nonstop seminars.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion.
Call an NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Thank you so much for being right there. 35 minutes after the hour, back on Garden America. I'm Brian Main, along with John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. I think you got the names right this time. We're speaking with Melinda Myers, and I just posted, Melinda, that picture of you and your friend on our Facebook page. So those that are, if you're on our Facebook page right now, there's Melinda Myers, and I said Melinda with her friend.
Yeah, she's got a big snake wrapped around her.
What kind of snake was that? Do you recall?
I don't remember. We were in Costa Rica, and lucky enough, we had been hiking through the rainforest. Thus, I looked so fresh and beautiful and stopped at a preserve, and I thought, oh, I can't pass up a chance to hold a snake and friend. So and not what you're, not the usual. I'm not one of those ladies in the snakes at the circus with the fancy outfit, trust me.
Oh, that's funny. It was scary when you first started off. We were just hiking through the rainforest. I thought, wow, did she just pick up a wild snake?
Hey, you know, no problem. I just kind of called, and it came and wrapped around me, and that it went back up in the tree. I'm a snake whisperer as well as gardener.
And we should mention that because it does not necessarily tie in with Melinda in hour number two, but hour number two, we're going to have somebody in here with live reptiles. So that worked out perfectly, Linda, that happened. I guess in Costa Rica, you have the ocean on one side and you have monkeys and animals on the other side, right?
It was great. Yeah, we were lucky enough to tour. So we saw a bit of the ocean. We were up in the rainforest. We saw all kinds of animals. Hummingbirds were incredible. You know, you could just stand amongst hundreds of hummingbirds. It was just great. And the flowers, you know, it's an experience that, you know, I was lucky to have and hope others get the opportunity as well.
Awesome. Well, this morning we brought you on to talk to us a little bit about fall container gardens, and also right now, getting ready, going into the fall months, is a great time to consider planting and also planting trees, correct?
Oh, you bet. The soil is warm. The air is starting to cool off in most places, and so it's a lot easier on the plants. When I worked for the city of Milwaukee, I was an assistant city forester, and we did some survey on when our tree planting, where we had the greatest success, spring planting or fall planting. And we found we really had good success in fall, you know, and that's kind of contrary to the old idea years ago that northern gardeners shouldn't plant in the fall. We need the summer for the trees to get established. But what we found is they're putting down a lot of root growth in the fall, go dormant, and then they have the spring to start out when the weather's cooler, usually plenty of rain, before the heat of summer. And so fall planting, we found, was very successful. The other thing is you're happier as a gardener because the weather's better. You're not trying to fight the rain and fight the cold, and it's usually more comfortable weather. And my feeling is if the gardener's happy and comfortable, they'll do a better job planting the tree as well. And so a couple things about tree planting. One is make sure that root flare, and that's that part where the roots bend away from the trunk, is at or slightly above the soil level because that's designed to be above ground. Plant in the existing soil. Mulch and water is so critical. I think we often forget that you don't just water it when you plant and walk away. It takes several years for trees to establish. And I just came across this cool product called Greenwell Water Saver, and it's this ring that is reusable, but it sticks. It goes down a couple inches and sticks up above the ground, so it keeps the mulch from washing away. And it holds the water, so when you water, it goes right down to those roots. And I think it's Sunnyvale, California has used these and found great success on their street tree plantings. And so it reminds you to water, so that's important because, you know, we get busy and you see this green lip sticking above the ground and go, oh, I got to water my tree. And it keeps the water from running away. So if it's on a slight hill, or, you know, you try to water thoroughly and the water goes all over. So it's just a tool to help, you know, those of you that want to make planting easy. But fall is a great time to really improve your environment. And then when your trees go dormant, you know, of course, I'm going to recommend Milorganite. If your tree shrubs need a boost, Milorganite's a good low nitrogen, slow release fertilizer. And so it won't damage those tender roots that are starting to form. It won't promote excessive top growth. So the tree kind of grows in a more balanced, putting down good, strong roots first and then focusing on top growth. And so it's a great way to get your trees off to a good start. You know, they found that really waiting a year after you plant, you'll get the most benefit from your fertilizer. But with Milorganite, it's only available when the microorganisms are active. So, you know, it really gives you a lot of flexibility in terms of when you put it down on the ground.
I see Brian was just practicing for his demonstration here today. He was holding up a Milorganite banner.
His Vanna White, his Vanna White skills.
Yeah, yeah, we've got your product placement in our studio, Melinda, so I held up the Milorganite sign.
Yay.
So people would not be confused at all to what we're talking about, so you bet.
Well, you know, Melinda brings up just a super point, because as you go into the fall all over the country, even in Southern California where we're dealing with tropicals and things, people are always afraid of the last fertilizing because they thought, am I going to encourage a lot of new growth that if we do have a cold snap, it's going to end up freezing? And that's one of the things I like about Milorganite is you don't have to worry about that. It, you know, it's organic and the plants use it when they need it.
Exactly. And so that really, whether it's a droughty summer or a cold snap in the fall, it really, the microorganisms are managing the release of the nutrients. So it really is good. I was just doing, you know, late summer, early fall is also, for me, the time I kind of freshen up my containers and do any pinching and trimming and give them another shot of Milorganite if I haven't done it midsummer, which usually that's when I start thinking about it and get to it. We're going to shoot some video. I better get them looking good. So the last couple of weeks I've been just kind of sprucing things up, adding some Milorganite, give them that little boost so that often, you know, fall is when a lot of our plants really look great, you know, because of the cooler temperatures. And then just give them that little nudge, get them through, you know, the stress of summer and give them that little push so they really shine in the fall. So we get that last, for some of us, great hurrah before the snow starts to fly. But like you mentioned, for everybody, it's just that change of season and things, you know, whether it's new plants or just the plants kind of revitalize a little bit with the cooler temperatures. Giving a bit of Milorganite just helps them really shine.
Now, you know, we're going into the fall, Melinda, and, you know, you kind of touched on what I was going to lead into is the fall being a great time to spruce up the garden, plant some new plants. And one of the things I found is that the fall for us in Southern California gives us a longer grow period because unlike, you know, back east, we don't freeze, we don't get the snow. So, you know, when you plant something in October, usually it's going all the way into January for us, and it's a nice long growing period, where the spring tends to be a short window. You know, you start in April, and you're wrapping up in May, because then June and July are getting so hot. So I think that I'm seeing a trend for gardeners that really enjoy planting containers and their gardens more or less in the fall more, because, like you said, it's easier to work there. There's less stress on the plants, but nowadays there's such a variety of plants that they've been producing that do well in the fall, right?
Oh, you bet. And they're more available. You know, I remember when I started my career, we'd plant Memorial Day, and the first frost, that was the end of the season. And now I see gardeners, like you said, pushing the limits and enjoying that extension into fall. And one of the reasons I like containers, especially being in a northern climate, is sometimes we'll get a couple of killing frost, and then we have 2 weeks of beautiful weather. And so you can bring that pot inside or cover it up if it's frost sensitive and then put it back outside. Or use plants like, I love Swiss chard and kale. I think they're beautiful. I'm working on enjoying the flavor equally. You know. not, you know, ornamental peppers have become popular. Now, they're frost sensitive. So when I put those in a pot, I have to make sure if it's going to freeze, I bring them in. But pansies, you know, they do great. So Swiss chard pansies, maybe some leaf lettuce or other decorative greens, and maybe a vine, a perennial vine that's hardy, will withstand those cold snaps, and they're edible. And so it's a great way to really extend the harvest season, keep the garden close to your house, and then make it portable if, in fact, you need to bring it in on the cold for those of us that have that problem. I don't know, what are some of you guys' favorites? You know, for those of you that get to garden that can fall container to January, a concept some of us don't understand.
Well, I definitely agree that using the leafy greens like the chards, kales, because they come in all kinds of shapes and colors as well, is an awesome introduction into a container or just a planting bed. At the same time, being able to use it to eat is a good benefit. And then, as you mentioned, the pansies, the colors that they're coming out with and the combinations and different sorts, you can't go wrong. You can almost make a spring container garden in the fall now with all of the additions that they made with pansies, and it's a lot of fun. Hey, Melinda, we're going to take one more break. When we get back, we're going to wrap up with your interview. So just hold on for one more second, and we'll be right back.
He is right, fans. Folks, fans, listeners and viewers, Tiger Palafox coming right back to wrap things up with Melinda Myers. I'm Brian Main. He's John Bagnasco. He's Tiger Palafox. Stay with us, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com, or questions and comments right there on Facebook Live as we take a break and come right back.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is Minnie Driver. Ovarian cancer affects women of all ages, even in their 20s. Family history of cancer and presence of certain gene mutations are risk factors. Talk to your family and your doctor. Know your status. To learn more, go to su2c.org/ovarian.
It's the Fall Home Garden Show, September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, a festival of great ideas and products for your home all in one place at one time. Get free advice from professionals, benefit from special show prices, and enjoy free nonstop seminars. Get ideas, start planning, and make it happen at the Fall Home Garden Show, September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, a festival of great ideas and products for your home all in one place at one time. Again, it's September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. See all the possibilities at the Fall Home Garden Show, September 22nd through 24th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, a festival of great ideas and products for your home and yard in one place at one time. Ask the experts in all the different trades and get special low show prices and free nonstop seminars.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
That was probably the first time people saw us exit the studio during a break.
They might have thought there was some emergency here.
Nobody was
got
there.
Up and left.
Empty studio, nothing to look at here. Anyway, waning moments, Tigers. We wrap things up with Melinda Myers, a good friend.
Yeah, so Melinda, thank you very much for joining us this weekend, taking time out of your Sunday to be with us. And, you know, lots of good information that you shared with people about fall planting trees, fall container gardens. Is there anything else you want to touch on before we go different ways?
You know, just don't forget about bulbs. No matter where you live, there's some type of bulb that many are fall planted, and boy, they welcome the spring and the change of the season. And so, you know, we often overlook them or we think about them when they're blooming in someone else's yard in spring. So fall is a great time to put some of those plants in the ground, those bulbs in the ground that are going to give us that first peek into spring next year. So get out and get some bulbs, and Milorganite makes a great fertilizer as you're planting your bulbs for all the reasons we discussed before.
You know, Melinda, I'm always, no matter where you live, I think it's true of gardeners, you're always pushing the envelope, you know, like, what really doesn't grow here, but what can I try?
Exactly. What can I do to experiment?
And I planted last fall a light bulb plant.
Was it an energy saver? Energy saver, John?
Well, you know, when the flower buds look like light bulbs hanging all over the plant.
Sure.
And,
I thought you were, yeah, okay.
No. So I made it through the winter, and it just started to really look good again because it's really frost tender.
And you weren't sure this was going to work out.
I wasn't sure it was going to survive. But the problem with the plant is it blooms in the winter, so I'm hoping that weather stays mild enough so that it's going to bloom. Anyway,
my experiment was artichokes. I have to tell you, I got artichokes out of my garden. So
wow.
Really?
I didn't mean to interrupt, but I'm so excited to tell my
No, that's awesome. Yeah.
Imperial Star bloomed the first year.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Imperial Star.
Wow.
Way to go.
A big deal for you, but
no, that's
this light bulb plant. So.
Yeah, it's a type of chlorodendron.
You allows you to work in the garden at night.
Yeah, you can work all night. Yeah.
Well, for anybody else that wants more information on Melinda, they can go to melindamyers.com. You have
That's
a great resource for all kinds of stuff. You got video videos, you have blogs as far as information, you have how-tos and different forums that people can chat with. So,
and now she's a bona fide member of the Garden Writers Hall of Fame.
Exactly. I was just going to finish up with that.
There you go.
You know, you're dealing with a real live Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so congratulations on that again, and thank you very much for joining us this weekend.
Oh, thank you. You guys always start my weekend off right. So thank you so much. Have a great one.
You too, bye-bye. Melinda.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye.
Okay, a few things that...
I can't wait to play with her in the old gardener's game.
In the old gardener's game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let us know how that works out.
Well, they put out a raised bed, and everybody kind of wheels up there in their wheelchair, and they get a trowel.
I see. And you have to make it high enough to be able to work, right?
Yeah, and you just see how many things you can get planted, how many bulbs you can plant in an hour.
Hey, we should mention, too, that if you are not a subscriber to our newsletter, first of all, shame on you. Simply go to GardenAmerica.com and subscribe. We do not share your information. But it'll give you information on the upcoming guests that we have. There's articles written by John Bagnasco. People send in pictures. It's a good way to stay in touch with the show during the week. Also, we are planning to launch our YouTube network. Tiger and I are going to work on that.
Our network.
A YouTube network, which we'll be uploading various shows. We'll do how-to videos. Going to be very busy. And then, of course, early this hour, Tiger touched upon the old podcast thing that we'll be doing, too. So we're trying to expand and grow as our listeners and viewers grow,
right.
John.
And don't forget to call your friends right now and tell them to go to Facebook Live.
Absolutely.
So that they're ready for the next hour when we...
John comes running out of the studio screaming.
I won't be in the studio next hour.
That's why the studio was empty during the break, because we had to meet the reptile people and help bring everything in.
I thought we were only going to have one, but she's got...
There's snakes, there's lizards.
12 or 15 things out there.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. So your kids, I think, would enjoy this.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun hour because we'll have the reptiles right here. And hopefully Tiger can take the roving camera and get some close-up shots, and we'll have a lot of fun. But we still have about 3 minutes to go this hour.
I have a quick story about, maybe you don't want to hear it, but it's...
I love hearing stories from you, John.
It's about a guy I used to work with, and when I worked at Frank's Nursery in Detroit.
I knew you were going to say Frank's.
And his wife was deathly afraid of snakes. And they took a trip to Florida, and you know how Florida's got...
Everything.
All those reptiles.
Dangerous animal.
Yeah, but you can go see crocodiles. You can anyway. There was an area that had, I think it was a lot of reptiles, but mainly snakes.
Okay.
And she said she wanted to go in there.
It's like a sanctuary?
No, like one of those roadside things.
Stop in and see. Sounds safe.
Yeah. So he says, "You're afraid of snakes." She goes, "Well, I need to get over my fear of snakes." So they got in, they paid their money, got their tickets, and then they have a revolving door that you go from the outside into where the snakes are, right? She started to walk through, and then she stopped. And he said, "What are you doing?" She goes, "I'm not going in there." And he goes, "All right, well, then just keep going, and we'll go right back out." She goes, "No, I'm not moving."
Oh, no.
And she was in this revolving door, and she made them come and dismantle the door and take it apart. She refused to move.
You're kidding.
No, she was petrified. She just...
Wow, and nobody could get in or out during that time, obviously.
Of course not. Yeah, because she was blocking it.
I refused to move.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we're going to be moving around here next hour. I love reptiles.
Right, so I think it's better that I just stay outside.
Yeah, you're fine. No, you're going to be fine. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I don't know if I've ever held a snake. I don't think I have.
This is going to be the first time. And you're going to hold it up to the camera. You're going to show people up. I used to have a snake, so I'm used to snakes. I had an albino corn snake. And I've had reptiles. I've had lizards. So it's going to be a fun hour, John. You're going to love it.
He's sweating over there.
Look at him. Look at the look. I wish you could see the look on his face.
We did have a baby lizard at our house the other day that I let outside.
A little alligator lizard that got into your house?
No, not an alligator. One of those little baby lizards.
A gecko.
Yeah. That was cute.
Did you save 15% or more on your car insurance? That is not a sponsored comment, by the way, but we'd love to have Geico aboard.
Yeah, if anyone's listening.
Anybody's listening from Geico, you can have the studio naming
lizards
rights.
Lizards in Southern California are great in your garden because they eat insects.
Absolutely.
And, like, and actually, so are snakes.
Snakes, yeah. Gophers, all kinds of fun.
Okay. We had a gopher snake in the yard,
next hour.
I didn't pick it up.
Okay, we've got a break coming up, obviously. News on many of these fine BizTalk radio affiliates. We are coming back at 6 minutes after the hour with a couple of people who have brought in some reptiles for us, snakes, lizards. Going to be a good time. Stay right there next to your computer, and boy, it's going to be a fun second hour here. It is Garden America. We are back at 6 minutes after. Do stay with us. Happy weekend to you. Thank you for joining us.
The opinions you hear on BizTalk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, BizTalk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on BizTalk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about BizTalk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalk Radio.